In the books, Iona last night loses to Ryder, and the long year for Jeff Rulin has concluded. My pal from Iona joins us here on Sports Radio 66. Coach, how are you today, pal?
How? I didn't see you in the stands last night.
It was 10:30 at night. Forgot. How you doing? All right.
I'm wonderful. I just left the women's game. They won today and are in a championship game tomorrow.
So. Are you relieved that the season is over?
No, I'm never happy when the season's over. So, always an opportunity to get better. So,
even the fact that this season was 2-28.
Yeah, but I got some young guys. I need to get them better. So, the more we play, the better we get.
How disappointed are you in the year?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I don't like to lose.
Prideful athlete, how hard is it for you? A prideful athlete, a lot of success as a coach, and you lost.
We talked about before. Every year isn't roses. That's what makes life go around, and it's how you deal with adversity. So sitting late last night, looking at the TV screen, talking to myself again, and I said, the guys that played last night, I got to find one or two guys from that group there to be my seventh and eighth man for next year. I mean, my top six players are probably sitting out, and two guys we've signed. So we'll have better days.
You lost 28 of 30. That's hard for Jeff Rulin. You've been a winner your whole life. How about that?
Well, you keep bringing it up. I mean, I don't know how many more ways you want me to about it. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It's something, I'd like to, after this conversation, forget about it for a while and call on a cruise, but
you're funny.
I could reach to the line and choke you right now. I'd like to do that, too. Can't have everything.
Did you ever think in your wildest beginning of the year, when you had all the, when things started to snowball on you?
I was concerned when Gary got hurt in the summertime because he was our one starter coming back. He was going to have a breakout year, and plus he was the leader. And then when my point guard went down, who was also my leader, then, I had some serious issues with where we were going to get our leadership from and how we were going to play three freshmen in the backcourt and how all the big guys would respond. I have definitely had a lot of concerns about that. And then the two freshmen who had pretty good years, they've both been on and off hurt, and I played, the last half of the season with the kid Alejo with a fractured vertebrae, and he actually couldn't even play the last couple of weeks. So, it's been difficult.
But in your wildest nightmares, you never thought you'd have a season like that.
No, not at all. No, you don't sit around saying, why? I wonder this year if I'm going to be 2-28. No. Can't say no. That's ever crossed my mind, nor do I ever want to experience it again.
Everybody says that losing is worse than the low of losing is worse than the high of winning. You're a perfect guy to ask.
No. I mean, obviously, when you win, everything's better. The air's better. The food's better. You look handsome. Mike looks thin. Everything's better when you win. When you lose, everything's miserable. You hate everybody. Make sure I got to be honest with you. The last couple of weeks here, I wasn't myself. I was miserable. I was bitter.
Did you take it out of the team? Did the team know?
No. I got a punching bag I take care of. And I tell you, I got kicked the dog, so I probably get a lot of phone calls on that. I'm an animal lover.
Now, I know what bothers you most of all is that all the clowns like yours truly right here wanting to talk to you when you're 2-28, and where were you when you're 25-5? That drives you crazy.
Yeah,
right?
But that's life. I can't sit here and cry about it. We were very, very good a year ago, and one year quickly can change. You go from the penthouse to the outhouse, but we'll be back. We'll be back in the penthouse.
You still want to give me that? You still want to make that? It was a declarative statement.
Did I say it the first time? Did you not hear it?
You will win it.
Did you not understand it? Do I speak a foreign language? We will win the championship in the next 2 years. Yes. Book it.
Book it.
Go to Vegas.
Book
it. Do what you got to do.
Book it.
Bring the donkey into the studio. Pucker up. Whatever you need to do, we'll do it.
What did the AD say to you? What did the president say to you after its conclusion here last night, the writer?
They said they were going to give me an extra million to one.
When is your contract up, by the way?
I have two more years.
So you're not worried anything about that, are you?
As far as I know, everything's fine. You know, obviously everybody's disappointed, but, it's, you know, it's not, not that I'm a worse coach than I was last year. You know, I mean, sometimes at this level, if you're this level, if you told someone, you know, going to the NCAA tournament and the next year you're going to graduate and then lose injury, your top eight guys, well, be a tough road to hoe.
But by the same token, though, you can't give up that NCAA tournament. It's not like you'd say, you know what, give me two mediocre years so I don't got to deal with this one. You want the good year. You're put up with this year if it means good years, right?
Well, you don't want to put up with it. You're still, you know, this year was our goal is that, you know, to defend the title and finish over 500. And I really think if we weren't injured that we would have finished in the top three. But, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. So we got to regroup. We got to get the new guys coming in. We got to get them ready. Got to get the other guys healthy. And got to get a couple guys that played this year, you know, healthy and better.
Did you notice some coaches in the MAC? You know, you've beaten on them a lot. Did you notice them like the, you know, like the idea that big Jeff Lewin, NBA star, big Iona guy, 2-28?
I like most of the guys in the league. We got some new guys this year. They're all good coaches. I don't think that took place, and if even if it did, I know it wouldn't be to my face.
I hope not. I hope not. So when the last 2 minutes, when you knew you were going to lose last night, season over, when the last 2 minutes, unless there's a tournament for a 2-20.
What was I thinking? Yeah. I was wishing that the officials would finally call an offensive hook foul on one of the players from Ryder. They kept doing it for the whole game.
You are funny.
That's what I wish.
You were still coaching in the last 2 minutes of that game last night?
Bet your ass.
You were still coaching that team?
I was coaching today when I was watching the girls' game. The officiating was horrible. I don't know if I can get in trouble for that commenting on women's officials.
No, I don't think you can.
I better watch myself.
You can say that. So in other words, last night
what's Mike doing today? He's working out. He's doing his ab workout. What's he got?
Yeah, it's a Saturday morning. Take it easy, Jeff.
I've been
as rough on you as anybody. I mean, you've been on me too.
Yeah,
I've been...
but you know what? I know you, and I know you know people don't take you seriously. So hey, that's all right. Actually, if I'm working on about 1 hour sleep, I'm thinking of going to the driving range. You want to meet me this afternoon?
No. No, not really. All right, who's going to win this league? Marist got a bad break, Jeff. They beat Siena last week. Great game at home. Won the league title. And then they got to go out there and beat him again in the semifinals. I thought they got a bad bracket. What's your take on that?
You know, you got to win three games. That's the bottom line. And, you know, I got to say I'm pulling for them a little bit because Rob O'Driscoll used to be on my staff. He's the top assistant there. So I'm pulling for them. Matt's a great guy. He's done a great job. They've got some great players. But, you know, Loyola, Siena, or Niagara could very easily win this thing. So
they could
go out and do it. And, you know, you can't, you know, the bracket you're in, you can't change that. You got to deal with it.
All right, how about
some years it's good, some years it's bad.
All right, how about beating Siena twice in 8 days, which Marist will have to do? Hard or not?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Saving grace is it's not up in Albany.
Siena's pretty good. You know, that was impressive, Siena, last week. They got some guys.
Yeah, they're well coached, and they got some good players, yeah. Definitely. It's just, you know, those top, I told you, any one of those top four could cut down the nets on Monday.
What did you tell, when this horror show is over, what did you tell your team after the game last night at midnight in Bridgeport?
Don't see me for about a week.
No, seriously. No, come on.
I'm telling you, don't see me for a week. No, I told them that thank you for the year.
Did you tell me you're proud of them? Did you tell me you're proud?
I'm not going to say I was proud of them. I said, you know, thank you for this year. We've learned a lot together. Well, you know, we've got a lot of work to do to get back where we're going to go. You guys can take a week off, and then the younger guys have got to get in and start lifting. And then when I get back from the Final Four, we'll start individual workouts and get ready.
But, you know, I don't care who a coach – I mean, a coach always says he likes certain teams more than any other. Can a coach like a 2-28 team or not?
Yeah, I like my players. Most of them, you know, a couple of them more off the court than on. But, you know, they're my kids. They're part of my family. They're part of my alma mater. You know?
I got you.
You know, I'm not always happy with my daughters. Am I going to disown them? No. I'm not always happy with the things they do. I still love them at the end of the day. I don't like them sometimes, but I love them to death.
So you like this? You like the group of guys on your ball club? Make a long story short.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I feel for you, big guy.
I thought that I feel for. I'll be back. I'm fine. Live to fight another day.
Champion.
Live to fight another battle.
Championship in the next 2 years. You promise?
That's right. Yeah. Just don't you guys have a short memory, that's all.
I will see you later, Jeff. Thanks for coming on, big guy.
All right, brother. Fuck you.
All right, 12:35. We're on Sports Radio 66. Don't go away.
WFAN New York.